Hey, on a Monday, February 12th, the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The age factor continues to be an issue in the race for the White House.
A new poll shows 86% of Americans think Biden is too old for another term. 59% think both Biden and Trump are too old.
Two great quarterbacks, hard to decide.
In hopes of connecting with more younger voters, the Biden campaign joined TikTok last night. Its first video featured President Biden reacting to the Super Bowl.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Israel says its special forces troops rescued two hostages being held by Hamas in Rafah on the border with Egypt. They're said to be in good medical condition as they're checked out in an Israeli hospital. A woman in a trench coat and carrying a long gun walked into celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston on Sunday and started shooting. Two off-duty police officers confronted her and shot her dead. A five-year-old boy with the woman was critically wounded. This is ABC News. Refugio Jimenez Jr. pleaded guilty in San Bernardino, California, to involuntary manslaughter in the 2020 wildfire that killed a firefighter. The fire started when a smoke-generating pyrotechnic for a gender-reveal photo shoot ignited dry grass. The blaze injured 13 other people and forced the evacuation of hundreds of residents. Five houses and 15 other structures burned. Jimenez, to get a year behind bars, his wife Angelina will serve 1 year. Probation. Ready or not, says ABC's Daria Albinger, Valentine's Day is Wednesday.
A survey by WalletHub says lovesick Americans will spend $25.8 billion, which breaks down to about $181 per person. That is among those who are celebrating. Men are expected to spend about twice as much as women will. Chocolates are mentioned as the most popular gift, followed by going out for dinner.
ABC's Daria Albinger. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for daytime highs to be at around 43, featuring lots of sunshine and mild conditions. Southwest and northwest winds at 7 to 13 miles per hour today. A few clouds and chilly on the evening hours tonight, a low of 24. Tuesday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 38. Wednesday, 44, partly to mostly cloudy and rather mild. The snow likely overnight with a few inches possible. Wednesday into Thursday. A high of 36 degrees Thursday, and Friday's high with a little light snow possible will be right around 29 degrees. That's your forecast for this week. Yesterday's high was 38, and at midnight it was 24 degrees. We're down from that. It is 21. And now time to officially begin the broadcast day. Today, Monday, February 12th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, Star-Spangled Banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Wonder so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claim for my own. And like a blind man, God gave back your sight. I said, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy.
We start the day in a positive way today. Donna Fargo and I Saw the Light. Good morning, Light the Milk Cow Show today for a Monday, February 12th. Were you up late last night like me watching the Super Bowl? Yeah, into overtime and through the whole first quarter of overtime last night. And the Chiefs came back to win 25-22 over the 49ers. That's in case you went to bed too early, that's kind of what happened. You kind of see the writing on the wall and how that one was going to end when Patrick Mahomes had a chance for the ball last night in the overtime period and led his team down the field for the game-winning touchdown. Well, we hope it was a good weekend for you. Hopefully it wasn't a lonely weekend. Let's start the chores with Charlie Rich.
Well, I make it all right.
Well, I make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night.
Since you left me,
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Said you'd be
ooh,
good to me.
Ooh, wow.
Said our love
ooh, wow.
Would never die.
Ooh, wow, wow.
Said you'd be
ooh, wow.
Good to me.
Ooh, wow, wow.
But baby.
Oh.
cross and heal my heart. Oh, what a love to cast away the pain. Oh, what a love that'll bear for me the cost of a brand new start. Oh, what a love to let me begin again. Oh, what a light that'll brighten up the corners of a lonely life. Oh, what a light to cast away the rain. Oh, what a light to remove the gloom of facing the dark alone. Oh, what a light, I believe I can see again. I remember the day we walked on the beach till sunset, then we sang. And the songs we played were a promise of love that'll last beyond the grave. Oh, what a song learned from the sea, taught solely to the young. Oh, what a song to cast away the rain. Song to break the bonds of fear that still the sound. Oh, what a song, I believe I can sing again. I took what she gave, and the words we'd say were a promise of love that'll honor beyond the grave. Oh, what a love that'll bind the wounds of loss and heal my heart. Oh, what a love to cast away the pain. Oh, what a love that'll bear for me the cost of a brand new start. Oh, what a love to let me begin again. Oh, what a love. Oh, what a light. Oh, what a song.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on WRCO's Light in the Mail Cow Show. And oh, what a love. We remind you today of GRACE, a nonprofit community hospice serving Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties, will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group for adults who are grieving the death of any loved one. It will meet Wednesday from 9:30 until 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for the program. If a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months, fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required. The number to call, 608-327-7118. And we're coming up on another Valentine's Day. Well, I better start making plans. The Richland County Fairgrounds Improvement Committee will have its annual Sweetheart Steak Supper Wednesday from 5 until gone at the Nazarene Outreach Center. Cost $15 per person. Carryouts will also be available. Those reminders from today's community calendar. 21 on a Monday. Here's Brenda Lee.
Got on my makeup. I got on my brand new dress, driving down the highway, looking my best. I can see the motel sign up ahead where I will find another night of loving you one more time. One more time, I'll be loving you. One more time, one more time, I will make believe your love is really mine. One more time, take her place. One more time I'll hear you tell me that you love me one more time. I tell myself our love is wrong and that I'm never gonna win. But every time I say goodbye, memories begin. And then you touch me tenderly while you're lying next to me. And I know that there will always be one more time, one more time. I'll be loving you one more time, one more time. I will make believe your love is really mine. One more time in your embrace, I pretend to take a place. One more time I'll hear you tell me that you love me one more time. Tell me that you love me one more time.
Brenda Lee on WRCO, and just one more time. 5:17 the time, and we'll check out sports for you next.
Both calves and slaughter cows are very active at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $3.30 to $4.80, crossbred calves $5.40 to $6.70, and the lightweights and heifer calves in the $75 to $2.90 range. Most of the slaughter cows sold from $95 to $119, with only four cows $77 to $90. Bulls up to 114. We had a very active market at last week's feeder sale. The 5 to 600 pound black steers ranged from 240 to 262 and a half. 6 to 900 pound black steers, 235 to 247.50. The 5 to 700 pound black heifers, 2 to 230. With the 400 pound Holstein steers, 160 to 185. And we did have a package of 950 pound Holstein steers at 145. Our next feeder sale will be Friday, February 16th. Contact us if you're looking for spring calving, black, red, or white-faced heifers, as we have over 30 available to sell. Give Darren, Colton, or Jim a call, 627-1401, and we'll come out to your farm, give you an idea of what your package of cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local livestock market, serving the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068. 520 The Time, an update on sports, is made possible by the WRCO Sports Boosters. San Francisco's decision to take the ball first in overtime of the Super Bowl will be debated for a while. The 49ers drove for a field goal, then lost 25-22 when Patrick Mahomes guided Kansas City 75 yards the other way for the winning touchdown. San Francisco's drive ended when the 49ers kicked a field goal on 4th-and-4 from the 9. If they'd known 3 points wouldn't be good enough, they could have gone for a touchdown in that spot. Instead, the Chiefs, who knew exactly what they needed to do to win, drove down the field to score the win. Sunday night Super Bowl going to overtime through the whole first quarter of overtime last night, and a 25-22 Chiefs win. Elsewhere yesterday in sports, in the NBA, Boston 110, Miami 106, Oklahoma City 127, Sacramento 113. From college basketball, FAU is a winner against Wichita State 95-82. The Bucks return to action tonight. They will be hosting Denver. And from the NHL, St. Louis was a winner 7-2 over Montreal. It was a win as well for Vancouver, 3-2 over Washington in overtime. And that's an update on Monday Morning Sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Today we'll tap out around 43, and actually it'll be one of the warmer days of the week. Today. Right now, it is 21 degrees, a cool start to the day. So hopefully you've stretched well. I don't want you to pull something, but it is time for us to work out. And I had a few chicky wingies and some chips and salsa and stuff last night. I need to work that Super Bowl post-game stuff off. Here we go. One and a two. And a
one, two, three, go!
There you go, Vern Meisner and the band and the Big Bang Polka. It is 525. Hello, Walls. As long as they don't talk back, it's all right. This is Farron Young.
Hello, Walls. Hot things go for you today. Don't you miss her? Since she upped and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, window. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
Don Gibson, on the Mill Cow Show. WRCO-FM, Richland Center. Today will feature lots of sunshine and a high of around 43. Southwest winds becoming northwesterly later at 7 to 13 miles per hour. Right now we're at 21 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Learn about pre-harvest factors impacting meat quality. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com. Commodity groups are concerned about regulations handcuffing farmers. Wisconsin Soybean President Sarah Stelter says that was a big topic during the association's annual meeting this month.
We're always concerned on a national level about what the EPA is doing and how that might affect some of the tools that we need to farm sustainably. So, of course, that's a big issue.
She tells Brownfield there are also concerns about the privacy of family farms being compromised.
The pressure that more and more farmers are under to provide more and more information to our end market users.
Ann Stelter says she's frustrated farmers don't seem to be getting fairly compensated for providing that information. The likelihood of a new high-capacity soybean crushing facility in southern Wisconsin has researchers studying something they've never been comfortable with. Soybeans after soybeans. Sean Conley with the University of Wisconsin Soybean Program tells Brownfield the proposed CHS facility at Evansville will tempt a lot of farmers to try growing continuous soybeans.
I think the economics in some of these local areas in southern Wisconsin might push farmers to think about growing beans on beans, and I'd like to have some management recommendations besides don't do it.
Conley says with a new crush plant creating demand and perhaps altering market prices and basis, farmers will want to take advantage of the opportunity.
That facility will eat 70 million bushels of beans, and last year Wisconsin farmers only produced 100 million bushels of beans.
Conley says he has several test plot projects lined up for this growing season.
So it'll be fun and interesting to see if some of these new biologicals work and, you know, just try to develop best management practices for farmers to at least have that in their back pocket if they want to consider that option.
And the research results will be available at coolbean.info. A researcher says there is a lot to learn about the roots of corn plants. Jim Schwartz with Bex Hybrids tells Brownfield some varieties have deep penetrating roots while others spread out in a wider pattern, and that affects the nutrient uptake of the corn plant.
Many nutrients are absorbed from a very small distance away from the roots. That's through a process called diffusion. Nitrates, borates, sulfates, they come from a further distance through a process called mass flow.
Schwartz says learning more about how roots function will help farmers make better management decisions.
The root architecture is probably going to be instructive to us for three things: nutrient placement, population management, and then also probably stress tolerance.
Schwartz says they're expanding the research with the University of Illinois to look further into the differences between banding and broadcasting nutrients on the same hybrid. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference is the annual event for the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the American ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
A solid day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It took all week for direct cash cattle trade activity to develop, but it was worth the wait. A light round of business took place late in the day Friday. Live deals in the South were at $182, $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. There were also a handful of live deals reported in Iowa at $176 to $179. At the Mobridge Livestock Exchange in South Dakota, the USDA USDA says there was good demand for the day's large offering. The best demand was for cattle suitable for grass or backgrounding. Most of the offering was home-raised, vaccinated, and long-time weaned. Flesh varied from light to moderate plus, and quality ranged from plain to attractive. The market was active. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 650 to 689 pounds, brought $284.50 to $304.50. Feeder steers, 760 to 788 pounds, brought $248 to $252.50. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 603 to 641 pounds, brought $251 to $270. Boxed beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 97 cents at $294.04. Select closed 96 cents higher at $285.08. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a very light negotiated run. The market has struggled to find consistent support this week. Export sales were solid, with China upping its purchases, which is good news for the global demand picture. But there are still a few factors limiting any upside potential: higher hog weights, ample supplies of market-ready hogs, and sluggish domestic demand. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.27 with a weighted average of $63.79. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed modestly lower, down 39 cents at $85.97. Loins, picnics, bellies, and hams were all lower. Butts and ribs were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 12,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for direct business to develop. And lean hog futures into the day up on oversold signals, along with cash and wholesale support during the session. I'm Megan Grabner, Brownfield Ag News.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Direct cattle business Friday was mostly at 182 live. Cash hog trade was higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower, monitoring South America. March beans were down a dime at 11.83 and a half. May was 9 3/4 lower at 11.90. March corn was down 4 1/4 at 4.29, and May was 3 1/2 lower at 4.41 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for widespread direct business that occurred after the session. April live was up 15 at 106.72. June was 25 higher at 183.97. March feeders were up 30 at 247.15. And hogs were up on oversold signals, along with cash and wholesale support during the session. April lean was 80 higher at 81.15. June was up 12 cents at $95. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A look ahead at the annual USDA Ag Outlook Forum next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents its annual Ag Outlook Forum this Thursday and Friday. Mark Jekinowski chairs the World Agricultural Outlook Board.
We will have a panel discussion with some state commissioners of agriculture, learning some of the challenges that their producers are facing and some of the actions that those state commissioners are taking on the ground to promote and support the agriculture sector. We'll have another panel discussion focused on new horizons in agriculture, how science and technology is helping the farm sector to prosper. We'll have sessions on climate change and on agricultural research that USDA is supporting and food and nutrition programs. So it really does cover the entire spectrum of what USDA does.
Jekinowski says the forum has both in-person and virtual attendance options, and there's no charge to register for online participation.
We hope to see as many people in the room as possible. There's always a lot of energy and excitement kind of getting people together and having those hallway conversations and the questions in the room. Being part of that is always a great opportunity. But if you can't come in person, then you can sign up to watch all of the presentations virtual.
You can find a link to that on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cold cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
Big inventory equals price pressure. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A market advisor says the world dairy market can be challenging for the U.S. if big inventories continue to put pressure on prices. Mike North is with EverAg.
If we can't relieve ourselves of the inventory, it doesn't matter what the price is. The inventory will hang over our head forever.
North tells Brownfield the U.S. is gaining some short-term cheese export sales.
The problem is that it's happening just in the spot market, the very immediate near future. If you look at the forward curve for milk, on the cheese side specifically, which influences our Class 3 price, that cheese forward curve takes us very quickly as we get into the second and third quarter back to levels where we're clearly out of the running for consideration by a foreign buyer.
North says that's especially true when you look at the strength of the U.S. dollar, so the market is not getting the 6, 9, and 12-month export deals that show strong demand for U.S. dairy. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were mostly lower Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk up a penny to $16.13. March down 21 cents at $16.98. April down 14 to $17.35. May dropped 16 cents to $17.71. June through December contracts range from 15 cents lower in June to a penny higher in August. Friday's Class 3 trade volume was light with just under 900 contracts. Dry weight was unchanged at 52 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks went down 3 1/4 to 157, just one sale. Cheese barrels up a penny to 157 3/4 with 5 sales. Butter dropped 5 1/2 cents to 269 with 4 sales. Non-fat dry milk was down 1/4 cent to 120 with 10 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's forecast, lots of sunshine and mild conditions, a high of 43. Southwest winds becoming northwesterly at 7 to 13 later. A few clouds and chilly tonight, a low of 24. Tuesday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 38 degrees. Looks like maybe some snow. Come on. I thought it was spring. That's coming up Wednesday night into Thursday. It could be a few inches possible. Wednesday's high 44 and Thursday's high 36. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature has continued to drop. We're at our overnight low so far. It is 21 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise on a Monday. Here's Jerry Lee Lewis.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave, they play another song, and someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made.
Lonely. That's why they sent you to me from above. I know someone must have heard me crying and gave me such an angel that I love. Who left the door to heaven open? Who turned their head for a moment? Who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven? Just can't be the same without you. I guess you must have been their brightest star. And tonight, I know the angels all will miss you, but they know just exactly where you are. Who left the door to heaven open? Who turned their head for a moment? Who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven open?
Hank Thompson on the Light in the Milk House show. Good morning. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. And a reminder from our community calendar, the Viola United Methodist Church will be hosting a soup supper Wednesday from 5 until 6:30 in the Fellowship Hall. A free will donation will be welcome. An Ash Wednesday service will follow in the sanctuary. And all are welcome to that event. Getting up toward Ash Wednesday and Lent hardly seems possible. That is the case. Super Bowl is done. The NFL season is all over with. But the shouting afterwards, I'm guessing the Kansas City Chiefs fans are still shouting after an overtime win last night over the 49ers. Coming up, Tony Schumacher checks in with his weather update. Right now, Crystal Gale on the Light in the Milk House show.
Of course, I'll be fine. You had to change your plans. Oh well, I'll just change mine. But if it turns out bad, and if you're not get long, and if she makes you sad, no need to be strong. Go. You know, I hate goodbyes. Let's not drag this out, babe. I'll see you around sometime. Change your mind.
Crystal Gale on WRCL FM 100.9, the Light in the Milk House show. As we begin another week in southwest Wisconsin, we'll check on that forecast and whether or not we need to keep the snow shovel handy for later this week. We'll see.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Get ready to indulge in the flavors of Fat Tuesday at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock. Join them this Tuesday starting at 2 p.m. for a feast featuring jambalaya, shrimp creole, and blackened catfish with red beans and rice. Each dinner includes a hearty serving of gumbo and a delectable chocolate bread pudding with spiced rum sauce. For more information, check out their Facebook page or give them a call at 583-2625. Don't miss out on this delicious celebration.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a couple days here early this week of quiet weather, some sunshine and unseasonably warm temperatures. However, winter is going to make a bit of a comeback. We've got a small low-pressure system projected to pass just south of us late Wednesday night and Thursday morning. This should bring a swath of accumulating snow to our region, possibly several inches out there, so the Thursday morning commute could be quite slippery and slow. Behind that, things will quiet down again, but turn a little colder as we head toward Friday and Saturday. That cold snap won't last too long, though it does look like mild temperatures returning by early next week. So just that little taste of winter here, and then things kind of back to the more spring-like feel next week. Here's that forecast for today. Lots of sunshine and mild. High temperature near 43. Southwest wind becoming northwest at 7 to 13. A few clouds and chilly tonight. Low 24. Light northwest wind. Tomorrow partly cloudy and quiet with highs in the upper 30s. Northwest wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night partly cloudy. Low 24. Wednesday partly to mostly cloudy and fairly mild. High temperature all the way up to 44. Then snow likely moving in late Wednesday night with a few inches possible. It could be mixed with some rain at first. Thursday, look for that snow to be ending in the morning with another inch or so possible. Breezy with partial clearing in the afternoon, low at 28, high 36. Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy with light snow possible, low 20, high 29. Saturday, maybe some flurries early, breezy and colder with some sun developing, low about 15 with a high of 24. Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny, low 13 degrees with a high near 31. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now, 21 degrees. We have some cloudy skies. Yesterday's high was 38. The record high, 60 in 1976. Record low, 21 below zero in 1981. Last year's high was 47. and the low 22. Sunset will occur at 5:28 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 3 minutes after 7, coming up 4 this morning. Right now the air is calm. The barometer is at 29.91. No precipitation today. Skies have remained cloudy following yesterday's high of 38 and a midnight reading of 24. We are at our overnight low. It is 21 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 6 is next. Sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement.